today.
It's a whole new game in Washington when it comes to health care reform because the public option has a new name. Wait till you hear the new name. Would you vote for Newt in 2012? He's weighing his options in the bid for the presidency, and it apparently is picking up steam as he has some support. The National Transportation and Safety Board says the pilots, who were a little wayward, so to speak, 150 miles overshooting their destination last week, still the huge water cooler buzz across the nation, were apparently on their laptops. That's what they're saying now. Initially, when they got off the plane, remember, it was they were in this heated debate over airline policy. Now, a step further, we were on the laptops trying to figure out the scheduling system and how it worked, basically, through Northwest. Are you buying this one? And what should happen to these pilots? They still have not officially been so-called suspended yet at this point. I would think that this would be the end of the line for them, and they might not be flying again, but let's see what the unions say here. And how about John Kerry with this one? And this is where we're going to start. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, the name of the show, America Tonight. And we're going to drift in a couple of new places, including this one. I told you that I had a source a couple of weeks ago who told me not to buy the fact that General McChrystal wanted the 40,000 troops. Not that he doesn't want them, of course he does. But not to buy into, it looks like they're going to get the 40,000 troops, that in fact, probably he'd be lucky to get 20,000. And there have been things floating out of the Beltway that, yeah, perhaps he's going to get all the troops he's asking for. Well, now Senator Kerry is saying, this is the trial balloon, Senator Kerry is saying that he wants a modest increase in U.S. troops rather than a huge surge. So this would go along with what the source told me. Wait till they lay out the groundwork and look for not all that McChrystal asked for. We'll see if that actually is what happens. Because, of course, John Kerry is the Senate Foreign Relations Chairman, and he's saying that you can't risk a drastic shift in Afghanistan's strategy that would focus narrowly on hunting terrorists. I thought that's what we were doing, trying to snuff out the Taliban, as many as we could pick off, almost like a video game, right? And now this comes on the heels of Barack Obama, the president, saying, hey, listen, I'm not going to rush this decision. He felt like he needed to emphasize that. So you have Kerry saying, look, let's get a modest increase in the forces. Let's do the middle ground, okay? Let's do that instead of going all the way forward with what McChrystal wants, because it just goes too far too fast. And, of course, we have this runoff election scenario, which it doesn't matter, let's face it. Either guy gets in, they want the United States' help, and that's obvious. Most likely it is Karzai, but if it isn't, it absolutely does not matter. So the specific statement is this: we all see the appeal of a limited counterterrorism mission, and no doubt is part of the end game, but I don't think we're there yet. A narrow mission that cedes half the country to the Taliban could lead to civil war in Afghanistan and threaten the fragile civilian government in Pakistan. Oh, here we go. We can't have a drastic shift. This is bogus. This is just a trial balloon to say, all right, we're going to please everyone, and here's how we please them. McChrystal wants 40, we give him half or less. And then this way, we use this as the basis for it, because we can't have some kind of a big shift here. Give me a break. I can see through that smoke screen a mile away. So we'll ultimately find out in the next month, I'm supposing, whether or not any kind of strategy, in fact, is unveiled before we hit the holidays and the tail end of the year. And it's sad because this comes in the wake of the 14 Americans who were killed in the helicopter, two separate helicopter incidences. We told you about certainly both of them before we were off the air in our last show. Not the amount, because we didn't know there was 14. It was 14. You had 11 troops, three DEA agents, And it turned out to be the worst day for the U.S. mission in Afghanistan in about 4 years. And this is all, in a way, putting more pressure on the president as he's... The drug guys are there to try to shut it down, to try to make the deals, to do the guns. You know, they're trading drugs for guns and all that sort of stuff. And ultimately, it has been working. In fact, the one mission was pretty successful. And unfortunately, there was casualties, ultimately, that I told you about with the one helicopter that came out of a successful mission, supposedly. And this had nothing to do with any kind of enemy fire, but the Taliban is saying different. The helicopter went down in the western part of the country, and there was a big firefight before they had gotten, you know, it was all supposed to be cleared up before they had gotten into the helicopter, and that's where the 10 Americans, the 7 troops, and the 3 drug enforcement guys were killed. And then, of course, there was a separate helicopter crash where it was a mid-air collision. And that was in a completely different part of the country, obviously in the southern province of Helmand. And 4 American troops were killed and then 2 were wounded as well. I think this just in its own little way emphasizes the need to have more backup in Afghanistan if you're going to be invested in it. Because I don't like the idea that there's no end game and to invest another 10 years. But if we're going to be invested in it, you cannot dangle those people out there any longer. And this is the perfect setup to say, okay, let's do this. Look what's happening. We've got to move and we've got to move fast. Forget this thing with the election. Let's make the decision. Because ultimately, by the time we do that, that runoff election is over anyway. And certainly, is by the time they're done counting it, you wouldn't even see any of the deployment at that point anyway. Frustrating, isn't it? What say you, America? If you're going to send the troops, send the 40, send a little trickle of troops. Didn't we try this once in Baghdad? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. And coming up, we're going to let you hear what one senator had to say. I thought it was worthwhile. He mentioned at the tail end of last week, and it's Senator Bob Corker. I caught him on one of the cable shows talking about what's going on with health care. First of all, what's happened in the House, and then what's happening politically. That's really about saving your political face. And that's what's happened with healthcare reform. And what gets lost in between and what we keep talking about is we the people, because we are the government. Just pull it out, look at it again, look at the Declaration of Independence, any of our documents. And that was how this government was formed. But it feels less and less like that when you talk about the shenanigans on the Hill. So we're going to dive into healthcare and let you hear what Senator Corker from Tennessee's take was on what's happening with the House and now ultimately as the Senate follows the bouncing ball, coming up on the flip side.
Say no to government vaccinations. Say no to toxic overload. Say no to chemicals. Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain, the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses. Why risk government vaccinations? Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system.
them.
Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Senator Bob Corker, we'll let you hear his thoughts on health care reform in just a moment here. But one more thing on Afghanistan. Now apparently the troops' morale has definitely dipped. And the concern is that the sacrifices that have been made are not in vain, which was my problem with Afghanistan all along that we've certainly talked about here for the past year and a half, maybe 3 years, actually, as to what do you do with all this investment in time and lives, etc. I mean, you've got rocket attacks all over the place. You know, that's a war zone. That's what it's like. And people that are serving know that. But I really, truly believe when these kids, because it's mostly kids, come back, they don't want to have served and feel as though, one, there's no support, and two, that their mission has, you know, and all the sacrifice that they've made and their fallen comrades have been in vain. What about the troops who died giving their lives for the mission? That's what's circulating around Afghanistan. So the morale apparently has taken a huge nosedive, which was part of the McChrystal thing. The idea was we got to get more people out there. We've got to turn the feelings here in America and in Afghanistan. And I think when the troops leave Afghanistan, they want to feel like they made a difference. They want to feel like they did the best that they could do for the people, and that if they had friends that lost their lives, it was not in vain. So now, as I mentioned, a big dilemma for the president, because you can't cower behind anything on this one, the more casualties we see and the, you know, these war fatalities, I think it leaves the president in a situation where he's in a quandary, in a serious dilemma, because we're not buying the idea that, okay, we're going to wait, we're doing this thoroughly. And to be fair, yes, they've had these meetings at the White House, but how many meetings can you have going covering the same ground again and again and again? It's a ticking time bomb is what it is. All right, and speaking of the clock ticking on something, the clock is certainly ticking very loud on the Democrats' health care reform. You've got time very short with the leaders in the House and the Senate with these big decisions if they're going to actually achieve what the president's goal is of passing legislation to remake the health care system by the year's end. That was now the goal because it didn't happen back in August. So in the House, they're setting up conditions with under which basically the federal government would sell coverage in competition with the private folks. And there's all kinds of disagreements. It revolves around all kinds of things. What do the doctors pay, the hospitals, all that sort of stuff. And in the Senate, they're deciding whether legislation will give the government a role in the marketplace at all. So Senator Bob Corker, a Republican from Tennessee, I thought had a good take on everything that's been happening around the Beltway. All right, we might have had some problems with that clip. I'm not sure. Hopefully you're hearing the tail end of that. But you get the drift there. If not, we'll certainly replay that if we're stuck on this one. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Talking about a couple of different things that I just mentioned, obviously. Healthcare reform and the Bob Corker thing, which I think we're getting re-racking that now, and also Afghanistan and what's happening with the president now basically still playing this chess game of let's wait and see. Here's Corker.
Well, you know, I can't predict what's going on the House side. I have no idea what Speaker Pelosi is going to announce today. What I can say that on the Senate side, I think we saw the first step in health care, and Bill, you couldn't make this stuff up. I mean, on the floor this week, for a health care reform bill that was supposed to be absolutely budget neutral, not add one dime to the budget, the very first act by the administration and by our leader, the majority leader, was to put a bill on the floor that added $254 billion, a quarter of a trillion dollars, to our national debt because we here in Washington do not have the courage to deal with issues that relate to our other public issue, which is Medicare. And for anybody in this country to think that we would behave differently with any other type of public option, just look at the way we've dealt with Medicare and Social Security. Oh, there is no question. There is no question. Look, this is not just limited to Democrats. It is today because they're in power. But no, Republicans in 2003 did exactly the same thing. And the fact is, again, this is the thing that should concern all of us about a public option, because in Washington, what we want to do is give people the things that they want, but not cause them to pay for it. We have, and what we're doing is incredibly selfish, incredibly self-centered, because what we're doing is basically trying to give people what they wish today, what they want today, but we're kicking the can down the road and really throwing future generations under the bus. Bill, I this week, to me, that move was one of the most sinister I've seen since I've been here. Have both parties engaged in that? Yes.
All right, so I think he makes a great point there, Corker, in talking about throwing future generations basically into this situation where they're never going to dig out of this hole. And we know that in looking at what the cost ultimately is going to be for this so-called health care reform that actually now is starting to be called different things depending on who you're talking to, whether or not it's Nancy Pelosi or somebody else on the Democratic side of the aisle, I guess. Not actually a dumb thing on their part, but I think it's too late for that because everybody knows exactly what you're talking about. You can call it wordplay or clever rhetoric or whatever you want to call it, but public option is a public option, and maybe it'll be more attractive if it has a different moniker, and that's what I think Nancy Pelosi thinks, and that's what she's been saying, and she's not the only one. They're suggesting that new terminology might get them past the doubts among the public or consumers or competitors. There's another word, competitive option, is another word that's also been thrown about. So there's different terms that are starting to take the place of public option. You know what it reminds me of? Okay, swine flu was fine, then it became H1N1. I hated when people, somebody said, I think it was somebody that was on the show, said that it was just media stirring the pot by calling it the swine flu, but that's what everybody was calling it. And now all of a sudden it got, remember the different name, H1N1, because it sounded better. So geez, if we say it differently, do you think everybody will swallow what we're saying? So if we call it competitive option, that sounds better. And this competitive option idea came out during a closed door round table, I guess. She met Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, met with seniors and other people who work with older populations, and the suggestion was, hey, it might be better to come back with a different thing to call it because it'll sound better and it'd be good to give it kind of a test drive. So that's exactly what Pelosi's doing. She's test driving a new word, competitive option. So now it ultimately comes down to, well, public option, competitive option, consumer option, whatever you want to call it, is there going to be enough votes to pass the measure? Will it survive? And will this so-called public option survive? It doesn't sound as though it's going to, even with the Democrats. So it sounds like it's going to be killed. But then there are Democrats who say they won't even vote for health care if, in fact, you don't have some version of that in there. Call it whatever you want to, but if it's not there, then forget about it. Wow. Think of the money that's being thrown down a rat hole when you're paying politicians to come up with good spin on names that are already out there. Let's brainstorm about this. What can we call it? How can we sell this differently? 800-259-5791.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface, wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more, both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants, contains no chlorine bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit HealthTruthRevealed.com. That's HealthTruthRevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play your music. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my life with song. Let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for. All I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. You got other words.
All right, so riddle me this, America. Coming up, I'm going to tell you about somebody who cashed checks that he was getting in the mail from a company he never worked for. If you just accidentally were receiving checks in the mail and you didn't work for that company, would you cash them? And they were in your name. I don't know. That's an interesting quandary, isn't it? Oh, look, I got this check in the mail. I don't work for this company. I don't have anything to do with this company. I think it's found money, finders, keepers, and all that. Could be tempting. You're going to love this story, though. In the meantime, let's jump back to Afghanistan, however, for a second. I got a couple of quick emails here. Ben emails me and says, Kate, with the Afghanistan stuff, it is so depressing. You know, I heard you say a couple of months ago, just get out of Afghanistan. Just get the hell out of there. Because there was no strategy, no end game, nothing in sight. And I think you were dead on about that. Now, with the president waffling the way he is, it's just outrageous. And, so, of course, 14 dead Americans. Question, question, question. And Obama is now saying, of course, mourning the 14 who were killed. He told a military audience in Jacksonville, Florida, that he's not going to be hurried as he tries to evaluate whether to alter the strategy in the war. The quote was, "I will never rush the solemn decision of sending you into harm's way. I won't risk your lives unless it is absolutely necessary." He said this during a visit to a naval air station in Jacksonville. So the decision is near. You either commit the 40,000 or not. I told you whatever it was 4 weeks ago that I had a good source inside, let's just say, the Pentagon, who told me it was not going to be 40, that it was going to be less than half of that. And now they're sort of paving the way for it with Senator Kerry saying that, we don't want to tip the scales in a direction, in the wrong direction. And so it looks like we're going to have less than that. So I don't know. Saying, "I would never put you into harm's way." We already have people into harm's way. And again, in first in taking office, saying this is where the fight's at. So now what do you take it back? You can't. How do you take that back? Ooh, Don is listening to us in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, buddy?
You know, I was just thinking today, wouldn't it be just surprising if Obama came out and said, "I'm sending 80,000 troops here. Dang it, we're going to go kick butt and win."
But I would be stunned.
I mean, it'd just surprise everybody, wouldn't it? So,
yes, yes.
But you know, Kate, here's the thing. I want to go back to the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan, you know, back in the 80s. And, of course, we know how it ended with Charlie Wilson and, you know, him helping the Afghans out with the shoot down those big helicopters with our, you know, Stinger missiles. But the question I got, you know, that war went on for about 4 or 5 years before, you know, Charlie Wilson got involved. And, you know, those little rebel fighters there, you know, of course, Osama bin Laden was one of them, you know, they hung on for, you know, they were getting pounded on by, you know, this massive army, but they hung on. I mean, you know, And you know, they were still around, and the Soviet Union just could not finish them off for some reason. And, you know, and I reflect that now is, you know, because of the type of, you know, the terrain that country has, it's not like Iraq where everything's flat, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's just desert and flat, and your choppers can see things from 5 miles away or whatever. I mean, this is rolling hills and tunnels, and, you know, these guys run around in, and, of course, then they run over to Pakistan or a little safety zone or whatever, and the Pakistanis are trying to take them out. So my point being is that we send more troops there. Is this another Soviet Union and Afghanistan kind of thing, you know? This time around, I don't think the Soviets are going to be supplying them with, you know, but then again, that is a question. Where is the Taliban? Where is, you know, the Al-Qaeda that's fighting with Taliban? Whatever you want to call all of them, you know.
Right, right.
You know what I call them? I call them chicken blank, 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 blanks, you know, because they hide behind women and children to fight. But where are these guys getting their weapons from right now to fight at us? You know, that is a question. You know, I mean, at least, you know, in Vietnam, we knew that, you know, the North Vietnamese were getting from Russia,
right?
You know, but you know, from the Soviet Union to fight us. But the question is, where are these guys getting their weapons? And then, so I guess my whole point, you know, to this little conversation is that I just wonder, you know, is sending 80,000 troops really going to 40,000 troops, 20,000 troops? I mean, I don't know if this is the type of area that we win. You know, we've got to have, I mean, I guess if we had a, you know, the Pakistani government said, "Hey, you can come into here and take them out all you want, you know, without, you know, try not to kill any of our civilians or whatever," which, you know, anytime the military, then, you know, I mean, when you say don't kill civilians, you're putting an arm behind your back. I mean, you know, it's I just find it funny, because, not funny because people are dying, but you know, you looked at World War II, and hey, the Germans didn't care. They were bombing London, and then when the British and the
kill them all.
Concerned.
It doesn't matter.
And, you
right.
know, it doesn't matter who was down below. But now we've got mm-hmm. this little liberal idea of like, you can't kill women and children, and you know, and you can't, you know, you got all these rules you got to follow by, and you can't fight a war against evil people like that. You know, anyway, but if you think about that guy, I just kind of wanted, you know, the general says, oh, yeah, give me some more troops and we can do this. You know, but go back to the Soviets. You know, they had 180,000 troops in that country. And they just could not break these guys. You know, and for whatever reason, and I honestly believe it's just because of the terrain of the country. I don't think it's because they've got, you know, superior military tactical knowledge over the Soviets that they have
now,
more over us.
I agree with you. I think you're right. We've talked about that before. You go back in history and nobody has been able to do it. And Don, you and I are in agreement. We both said, you know, maybe you just need to get out of there. Why are we there if this is unwinnable, if there's no strategy, there's no help? And why are we doing this? People are coming back and committing suicide because they can't handle what they saw and what's happening. And it's so sad what's happening to our veterans. I was down at the VA today and talking to some young guys. And, boy, I'll tell you, I was doing everything I could in my power to pump them up to make them feel better. But it's tough. It is really tough. And I hate this. I hate that we're in this limbo right now.
Well, you know, one thing that's got me also is that, you know, the big scare to all of it, I guess, is that, okay, if we pull out completely, you know, and the Taliban takes the place back over, by the way, I can't understand why all these liberal women's lib people aren't shouting, screaming, yeah, finish these guys off, because we know what they were doing to, and how they were treating women in Afghanistan,
right.
The Taliban was, you know, and so you'd be like, hey, yeah, we don't want it to go back to the way it was and there, you know, but, and then all Americans are just like, who cares what goes on there? But, you know, and the big scare, I guess, is, well, do they house Al-Qaeda? Does Al-Qaeda, you know, have training grounds to spawn more terrorists against the United States, cause problems here inside of the United States? But, you know, the one that really got me kind of smirking the other day, Kate, was, you know, this thing going on in Somalia right now?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is, you know, these guys are like, okay, well, you can pound us all you want in Afghanistan, but we're going to go to another country that's unstable. And just, I mean, I would think the threat right now of Al-Qaeda or Taliban-type, you know, Islamic extremist mentality taking over Somalia is the same equivalent as to, you know, whether Afghanistan is an area for the Taliban or the, you know, the terrorists there to thrive in. And of course, you know what happened when we went to Somalia the first time. You're battling all the tribes and gangs.
That's
or whatever,
right.
You know, there. But, you know, so it's gotten to a point to where you have to sit back and you say, well, what are we going to do? Every time these guys try to take over another country, are we going to go in and fight them there? You know, or do we sit back and just try to defend America the best we can with our, you know, people have got to remember, Kate, that I'm running out of time here, but you've got to remember that one of the biggest problems that went on before 9/11, and I wish you could find out the name of that witch that was in control of this, but there was this gal, and she was actually on the 9/11 commission that basically told the CIA and the FBI they couldn't talk to each other. You know, and a lot of that has been pointed out as to being the reason that, you know, the CIA had supplied some of the intelligence of the people that were coming into the country to the FBI. Maybe they would have caught those guys before they did what they did on 9/11. But the point being is right now, all of that's not, they're all working together right now, and I think that has a lot. I don't want to sit back and say, well, because we went to Iraq and took out, you know, Saddam and he was funding a lot of terrorism, and
right.
because we've gone into Afghanistan, that's the reason, because we're over there mm-hmm. fighting is the reason why nothing's happened here in the United States as mm-hmm. as far as another attack. No, there's a lot of people working their tail off in the United States right now to make sure that we stay safe, you know?
Oh, absolutely. And, excellent point. I mean, to your point, that's why my hair gets on fire when we talk about Gitmo and we talk about the CIA and the photographs and torture versus enhanced interrogation techniques that the legal memos clearly spell out, and how you can, as you said before, in fighting the war with one arm tied behind your back, very, very tough. Don, thanks. 800-259-5791.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Obama just kind of makes it official when he visits the Naval Air Station in Jacksonville to say, hey, I'm not going to rush this Afghanistan decision because I'm not going to put you in harm's way unless it's absolutely necessary. Forget the people that are already there in harm's way. Ugh. America Tonight, the name of the show, Kate Delaney, hanging with you all the way through, coast to coast and everywhere in between. You can throw in your 2 cents, 800-259-5791. James is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hey, James.
How you doing, Kate?
Good.
I'm just going to start out by telling you all, I am a veteran of both Somalia, Iraq, and Afghanistan.
Mm.
So I've been to all three countries, and I was an upper-ranking gentleman. I was an E7. And fortunately, I did have great leadership that did kind of prepare me for the battle as best they could. However, I don't feel that that really happens with the, you know, today's soldiers. I just feel like that they're not necessarily coddled. I just don't think that the it's driven home what they're actually going to have to face. And I think that that's one reason that they're coming back so confused, upset, emotional, you know, because it is life and death decisions. And,
right.
I don't, you know, like that, but that's just, you know, the nature of war.
Mm-hmm.
What I don't want to see Obama do is like they did to us in Somalia, and that's where and every other war, politics trumps soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's kind of going on right now to me, because as a soldier, we're given a mission, and once we're given a mission, we have a purpose. And our main purpose is to get each and everything and everyone around us home safely. That's one. And the second is to feel like we've accomplished something. Well, if they pull everyone out like, you know, they did in Somalia and they just kind of left us and it was due to politics, you know, we couldn't finish what we started. And I mean, I was over there for 8 months. And it just, you know, really takes a toll on you because then you start thinking, well, what in the world am I doing this for? Now, as far as what your last listener was talking about, the Russians not being able to take care of business over there, well, they have a completely different battle plan than what we use. Theirs is what they call gridding, and
mm-hmm.
that's where they'll just go into one huge area, and they'll just bombard it, and then leave.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll reassess it and see if they got them all, and then they may go in and do it again. And, I mean, they'll do, you know, 1,000 square meters, by
mm-hmm.
1,000 square meters. We don't do that. We'll come in, and we'll try to overwhelm the force 3-to-1 or odds or ratio. And it is very difficult to do in Iraq or particularly Afghanistan because of the mountainous region.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not impossible if you have the technology and everyone that we do now to back you up. But the problem we ran into was we had it to a stalemate to where we possibly could have ended it all early on. But like you said, one hand was tied behind our back as far as politicians not wanting to look bad in the media or
mm-hmm.
you know, not have to take any heat. And it's very frustrating. But with the gentlemen or the people that are over there right now, we owe it to them to at least tell them that we're supporting them and we're going to do what we can, you know, to help them out. And I'm retired now, so I'm out, so I can't do it anymore myself. And so I just love hearing people like you that actually kind of try to take a stance and understand where we're coming from. And it's, you know, pretty refreshing, you know, because you don't hear it that much in media at all.
You know what, James, thank you, but I won't take the credit for that. We want to give you some applause because our studio audience is dying to give you that standing ovation, and they're lazy, so that means something that they stood up. But thank you for your service, and you were just dead on with your opinions. I agree 100%, and especially the strategy. That's exactly what General McChrystal is saying. That's why in his assessment, and this is a guy who was eating it, breathing it, sleeping it, not just talking about it, not doing the politics of it. He doesn't give a damn about politics. He's over there. He is one of the top generals. That's why he was put in that position. And he was assessing the situation and saying, listen, there has to be this support to do, as you said, what our strategy is that we know can work, but we have to have the support. And now I said this earlier, from what I heard, it's probably going to get less than half that amount of troops if, in fact, they get them. And it's got to be a little bit discouraging, and we can see that with some of the guys that are over there. Again, thanks for your service, James. Great caller. Call us again on America Tonight.
I sure will. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah. Yeah, appreciate you. 800-259-5791. Let's go to Mark in New York.
That guy James is right on when he said about the Russians doing the grid bombing.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they scorched the land over there and grew all the poppy.
Mm-hmm.
If we want to stop that war, we got to stop the hunger for heroin.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody gets caught with heroin should be shot for treason, okay? And that guy's absolutely right. The Russians, they would drop toys for kids over there. But, Kate, maybe one night. And you could even announce it a week ahead of time or two and say, no, we only want calls from these kids that are coming home and get the real truth from
mm-hmm.
these guys. Because
mm-hmm.
I asked them all. I ask them all, these guys, and they tell me all kinds of things that I wouldn't repeat. But you know what? That guy is absolutely right, and that applause was right on, honey. And this is just a little, you know, if the generals, you know, if they know the presidents since Vietnam wouldn't give you what they wanted, if you wanted 40,000 extra, 120.
Yeah, so they
well,
can
you
get, give
you
get more.
You set up for 80, you know? Yeah, sure, yeah. Thank you, okay? But no, that guy's absolutely right. And Kate, I wish one night that you would just have
we'll
a serviceman call, because he's right.
We'll
you're the only person doing it.
Yeah, we'll do it. We've had a bunch on, but we'll do it where we have a night of that. That's an excellent idea. Mark,
yeah.
Thanks. Thanks for the suggestion. That's good.
Good night, honey.
All right, you too. 800-259-5791. The other Mark is listening to us in New York as well. Hey, Mark.
You know, he calmed me down while listening to him because, you know, I get on. I haven't served. But that's not the point. Really quick, Don, you're talking about Jamie Gorelick. And really, there was no wall between the FBI and CIA. Read Peter Lance's book, Triple Cross, and you'll come up. You'll understand that she was a phony. And she's actually, her law firm is representing Duke University against the students who would never rape that black woman. That's how vicious this kid Gorelick is. She's got her tentacles and everything from housing and urban development. But I don't want to go there. Michael Ledeen wrote a column in this week's Weekly Standard about how Iran is assisting in killing our soldiers in Afghanistan. Now, I'm not saying go after Iran because Iran is Shiites and Saudi Arabians want us to kill the Shiites. Okay, that's why the Saudis said that Israel could use their airspace. But the point of his article is, it goes on, it says the mullahs and they are anti-American and they have help all across the world from countries like Cuba, China, Venezuela, Nicaragua, Russia. Remember how you mentioned was Russia involved in Afghanistan killing our troops? Of
mm-hmm.
course, because all these countries around the world can't stand us. And it goes on in the article. Our government, not only Barack Obama, going back 30 years, refused to acknowledge how Iran is helping around the world to kill our soldiers, have been it for 30 years. And they don't want to help the opposition in Iran. And Obama has cut funding for people who could possibly overthrow the mullahs. And he's done it again. He left the people out in the cold. But the point is to the soldier, God bless you. But he answered his own question. The politics takes precedent. The president refuses to help these guys. And am I wrong, Kate? Is this Afghanistan, is this under NATO control? I could be wrong, but isn't NATO actually the governing body?
Right.
People, then our soldiers don't belong there. Now, the soldier didn't say, I wasn't there, I didn't serve, God bless you, sir. But when they call in and you have that show, it's to keep the oil flowing, and the your other caller, Mark, was right. The poppy spiels to keep the heroin addicts in Europe full of heroin. It's for drugs and it's for oil. The other soldiers, they're too damn good, but I'm not a soldier. I'm not good. I can say it. That's what they're doing over there, but their government refuses to tell the truth. The people will find the truth, and it will tell these guys, let's go, get out, because not only are they the oil and the poppy seeds and the terrorists there, but they're in this country. They're in this country. Not only are they in the caves over there, but they're here. So we need them back home. Thanks, Kate.
Yeah, good point. We do need them back home, especially if they're not going to get the full support, and that's the problem. And as James in Kentucky was saying, it is politics. It's all kinds of politics in any way you slice it. And that's why the DEA agents, though, to the credit of McChrystal and Petraeus, et cetera, in their conversations and knowing that it's the drug war and the guns are being supplied partially because of the drugs and whatnot, you have to give them credit for that. And unfortunately, three of the good guys from the DEA group were killed as well in that helicopter crash. It was Colin Powell who said, war should be the politics of last resort, and when we go to war, we should have a purpose that our people understand and support.